something about, to me, a team that believes and that's willing to go out there and run through a brick wall for their coach. And I don't know that they're doing that for him and Gus at Auburn right now. Maybe they've just got some things to figure out, but they haven't looked very motivated to me.
Hey, everybody, this is Justin Moore, and you're listening to The Morning Rush. Woo pig.
Welcome back to hour number three of The Morning Rush. Going to the phone lines and welcoming in one of the biggest Arkansas Razorback fans I know, country music star Justin Moore now joins us. Justin, thanks so much for making some time for us, man.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So you and I were talking on Sunday, and I got a chance to do Hog Reaction following Arkansas's first SEC win in 3 years. Now, I went to school there, grew up a fan. It was a very emotional win for me, and you said likewise. Just, and I know you're just coming out of the concert and hearing that Arkansas had won. Just kind of your emotions, Justin, coming off that stage and hearing the Razorbacks had won against the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Yeah, I mean, it was emotional. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, it's kind of sad that it's emotional for us to beat Mississippi State. I mean, that used to be a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
You know, that. But, you know, as fans, man, Hog fans have just been through so much over the last, you know, in particular, the last 2 or 3 years, but really the last 7, 8, 9 years. I mean, since Petrino and the motorcycle wreck or whatever the hell that was, it's just been, man, it's just been one thing after another. And my oldest daughter is almost 11, and I think it was about this time last year, she goes, "Dad, have we ever been good at football?" I said, "Yeah, till you were born, we were, mm-hmm. yeah, we were pretty good, you know." And in a bad year was 5, 6, 7 wins, and you know, a really good year was 10 or 11, and we got to the SEC championship game. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, getting back to your original thought, it's been such a strange time for us as fans and our program that, yeah, man, 21-14 win in Starkville is a really big deal and really emotional for all of us. So yeah, it was pretty special. And, you know, I kind of had an idea that Sam was going to get it done for us because I know, you know, he and I are really good friends. We became really good friends, you know, the first time he was here. And I know that kids are going to play hard for him, unlike the last coach. But to see it, you know, turn into a win the second game he's the head coach was pretty special.
Justin, that leads right into the next question I was going to ask. You're a great ambassador for the state, for this Arkansas athletics program, and you've made no bones about it. You're an Arkansan. You're a Razorback fan, despite of what the football team has gone the past couple of years. And you mentioned Sam's love for the program, his players fighting for them. How nice is it to have a head coach who truly wants to be not just a head coach in the SEC, not just a head coach in college football, but the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks?
I think it's really important for a program like Arkansas. You know, I think he's as big a fan of the Arkansas Razorbacks as you and me are. Probably the last coach I could say that about, you got to go back to probably Houston for that. And, you know, love him or hate him, Houston did a really good job for us, obviously. And you know, it's just amazing to me when you look at you take the defense in particular, and you look out there and watch us play last week and even the first week, and you go, man, we look like we got some speed out there. The same dang guys we had last year.
So why weren't we doing it then? Yeah.
And people were going, boy, Arkansas's slow out there. It's just amazing to me. You know, it certainly is about the Jimmys and Joes, but it proves also it's about the X's and O's and who's you know, coaching these guys up. And you know, Barry Odom got a lot of credit this week, which he certainly deserves. Barry's a great guy and a great coach also, and deserves a ton of credit for the game plan. But Sam deserves a lot of credit too. You know, he's the one that hired Barry and these guys. And I think what's really, really smart on Sam's part is that he's allowing these guys to coach. You know, he knows he's a first-time head coach at this level, and you know, he's not so prideful that he can't take input from these guys like Barry and Kendall Browles, and you know, we're in really good hands in my opinion. And I don't know how many wins it's going to turn into this year. I mean, obviously the schedule's unprecedented.
At least one.
Yeah, exactly. But I can tell you this, we're going to be in every single game, in my opinion, maybe outside of Bama because they look just ridiculous. And Florida looks pretty tough. But outside of that, in my opinion, I think we'll have a chance to win about every game we go into.
Country music star Justin Moore with us here on The Morning Rush. You know, 2020 obviously has just been the weirdest year of any of our lives. How has it been in your industry? I mean, every business has been affected, some good, most bad. No one stops to think about how it's affected the old country music star. But, you know, you're used to touring. You're used to making records. You're used to Nashville and all of these things. And no one, you know, I've had a couple of concerts I bought tickets to, planned to go, canceled. How has it affected, you know, your business, your life when, you know, all your crew and all your staff and you and things you're used to canceled, all the shows canceled? I mean, how's your year been and how's it affected your world?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking, Tommy. It's been tough, man. We were the first industry to get shut down and we'll be the last to go back.
Yeah.
You know, and
how do we get back to concert? I mean, I, you know, that's one of the things I enjoy doing outside of football season is going to shows. How do we get back to that?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm ready right now, and I know most artists are. Unfortunately, it takes promoters having the confidence to go do it as well and a lot of other people. But, you know, I did my first show, as a matter of fact, in 7 months. Saturday, it was an outdoor thing and everybody was safe and the distance and all that good stuff. But it was great. I mean, it was probably 5,000-6,000 people. I didn't even get to watch the fourth quarter of the game, to be honest with you. It's about the time I went on stage. So it was a rather emotional Sunday. Or Saturday, rather, for me.
Yeah.
I got to go on stage for the first time in 7 months, and Razorbacks won. But, yeah, it's going to take a large group effort on you know, our industry's part and just say, hey, we're going to go do this, and the artists that feel comfortable going and doing it, go do it. If you don't. And same thing with the fans. If you feel comfortable going, go. And if you don't. But so far we haven't gotten to that point. But like I said, we were the first ones to get shut down, and we'll be the last to go back. And it's been crippling, to be honest with you, Tommy, to our industry. The domino effect, I mean, you know, obviously you think about artists. But you know, I employ 22, 23 people, and right now they're you know, not getting a paycheck from me anyway. And then you think about the companies that own our buses, you know, all the staging people and the lighting people and the, you know, even down to the people that sell beer and popcorn at shows. I mean, they're not getting paid right now. And the venues, you know.
Yeah.
I started a podcast throughout all this, and we had a guy on yesterday who owns an historic place in Nashville called the Exit Inn venue. Smaller venues outside of, you know, like arenas and big amphitheaters, 90% of them across the country, if we don't get some government help, or if they don't, they'll be shut down. So we'll go from 3,000 venues like a, you know, your favorite little theater or club in your hometown, 90% of those will shut down because of this. If we don't get any government help, we'll go from 3,000 of those across the country to about 200. So yeah, it's been crippling, man. It's been rough.
Well, I just think about Simmons Bank Arena and then all the restaurants and along the River Market and North Little Rock and that area there. Without all the shows this year, I can only imagine the impact it's had on their business without all the events that's happened there at Simmons Bank Arena this year.
Yeah, across the country, they've estimated that it's probably the economic impact of that loss has been $10, $15, $20 billion.
Wow.
Billion with a B. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, selfishly, I want to go do what I love and play music, but it really does have an impact on our economy, a bigger impact than even I realized, to be honest with you, Tommy.
So you brought up a minute ago your tour bus. Whose idea, who in the world talked you into letting Chuck and Quinn and these guys take your tour bus on the road? I mean, this cannot. I mean, it'll never be the same, Justin. I mean, you'll never get the
steam clean.
You will never get the stench out of there.
You know, they actually, that would be a much better story. They didn't actually take mine. I did text Quinn, and he and I are good friends.
Well, that was the story we were giving.
I said, y'all should have took my tour bus because my tour bus has a Razorback on it, on the back of it. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but the last two or three I've had a Razorback on the back of it. And
The story we were getting is they were using your bus for the radio.
They should have. They should have. I texted. He goes, well, we used your bus company. So they used the same company I get my bus from. But yeah, hell, be honest with you, I'm just happy for it to be used. I haven't gotten to use it in 7 months. it'd be good if it got used, to be honest with you. But you got it back on the road. But yeah, man, I've got the only tour bus with a Razorback on the back of it, and you know what? It had a Razorback on it for the last two or three. 4 years, even though we were pathetic, I was proud to have that Razorback on.
Well, let's just load up, and me and you and Ty, we'll go to College Station end of the month. We'll just watch them beat the Aggies.
Boy, they don't look good, do they? Ooh, you talk about a hot seat. They things are going to get a little interesting down there if they keep showing up and playing the way they have.
Get expensive, too.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the other thing, I mean, I walk around with Razorback-colored glasses on, obviously, like you guys do. But if we go down and find a way to win this weekend, which I think we have a chance, I mean, they've obviously recruited better players than what we have, but you know, our players want to play hard for our coaches, which I don't know if you can say that for Auburn right now. And they got some things to shore up, especially on that offensive line. They got some issues, but I think Bo Nix is overrated, but that's just me. But you go down there and find a way to win on the Plains, and boy, it's going to get interesting down there too.
No, you're exactly right. Justin Moore with us here on the Morning Rush. Justin, you mentioned the Arkansas Razorback being on the back of your tour bus. It's like you, Joe Nichols, are kind of the big Arkansas country music stars. You think about like Kane Brown, Jason Aldean being for Georgia, Kenny Chesney, Morgan Wallen, Thomas Rhett being for Tennessee. Who's like the main Auburn fan that's a country artist that you've been maybe chirping with a little bit this week?
That's a good question. I don't know if I know any, to be honest with you, Ty. I don't think I know any. Either that or they don't admit it. I don't know. I can't think of one, to be honest with you. I'm gonna have to do some searching, man.
Do some research on that.
They're either Bama or Georgia fans from that part.
Seriously. Justin, I'm wondering.
There's a whole lot of Georgia fans, that's for sure.
I'm wondering, Justin, when you see these guys and gals either Nashville or on tour, or y'all just are hanging out or whatever, it's been painful for you to talk about the Hogs the last couple years because where they've been. But I'm guessing the conversation, it's going to be a little more fun based on how this team could be this year, just in you talking with about the Arkansas and your other SEC friends this year.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, another person in media in the state, and the difference this year as opposed to the last couple especially is we look like a football program. You know, we ain't going to go win every game. We ain't there yet. But the days of getting thumped by North Texas and, you know, Western Kentucky, good God. Those days are gone and being embarrassed.
Well, thank God for Western Kentucky or Chad may still be here. So
That's a good point. Well, we're down 35-7 and a half or some stupid something like that. But, yeah, those days I think are gone, which I knew, Sam is as big a Razorback fan as the three of us are. And I know you guys have to be objective because you're in the media, but I know you're Razorback fans. But, I'll give you an example. Kind of a glimpse behind the curtain. I texted Sam after the Georgia game, and so man, it was really fun to watch a Razorback team play hard for four quarters. Thank you. And he said, "We got to win some damn games." He wasn't satisfied, you know. So that's just a little glimpse behind the scenes for fans out there. That's who we have coaching us right there. He knows at Arkansas, which I think he said after the game, he goes, "We're supposed to win games at Arkansas in the SEC." Yeah, the bottom line.
We're in the winning business.
Amen.
So, I'm really, really excited about it and about him being here and, you know, he's going to get it done. And I don't know if that means national championship. I don't know if that means SEC championship. But I can promise you, to get back to my original point, there won't be any more Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays where we're embarrassed to wear our Razorback pullover. I promise you.
Yeah.
Justin, before we let you go, man, Tommy, one of the questions that he wanted and we wanted to ask you, we're both former residents of Nashville, got a chance to eat some great food there. Tommy's eventually going to make it to a Vanderbilt game or just go there.
I want to go to every SEC venue, but, you know.
And he wants
to. You might as well go to Fort Smith High School. Well, it's a better venue than that.
Yeah, but Fort Smith High, you know, at Northside, they don't have a P.F. Chang's attached to the stadium.
That's
so.
A good point.
This is true. There's also a Fleming's attached to it, too, which is pretty nice steakhouse. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man. So before we let you go, we got about a minute here, Justin. He wants to know the hot chicken place. Now, I love Hattie B's, but my go-to spot in Nashville's Hot Heralds. I've had Prince's too. What is your favorite hot chicken place in Nashville before we let you go?
Man, you know, honestly, that trend started, Ty, after I moved home. I lived there for oh man, probably 10 years, but it was a whole different Nashville than it is now. I don't know when you lived there. When did you live there, Ty?
So I lived there from 2017 to 2018, but I went there in 2015 to 2016 as well. And like you, I can, it has changed so much. That city has changed so much since I've lived there.
Yeah. So I was there, I know you guys got to go. I was there 02 to like 11 or 12, something like that. So you can imagine if it's changed from 16, 17, 18, you can imagine how much has changed from 02 when I was there. And that was not even a trend then, to be honest with you, the Nashville hot chicken deal. So I don't even have a good answer. The only one I know is down there, I think in West End, maybe Hattie B's, to be honest with you. That wasn't really a thing then, which is also proves I'm getting older, to be honest with you.
That's all good.
Well, all right, brother, we got to run, but thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all having me, and Woo Pig, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. And I sent Ty a message the other day. That's the after game thing you did, man. That was old school top radio, and I thought it was great. And keep up the good work, fellas.
Thanks, Justin. Really appreciate it. One of the best ambassadors of the state, Justin Moore, joining us on the Morning Rush.